How many of you feel like something is happening now that perhaps is very unique, very different from what we've known in the past in our lives? Do you feel like something's about to happen? We have the rare opportunity, my wife and I, to journey throughout this country as well as the rest of the world. And we've found this phenomenon, this common thread that runs in the belief systems of people from the tiniest villages in the mountains of Peru to the small towns along the Nile in Egypt, into the monasteries at 15,000 feet in the Himalayan mountains, into the neighbors right next door to us in northern New Mexico. Everyone feels that something is different now, something big is about to happen. There are differences in terms of how they interpret that sense. For some of them, it's just this low-level anxiety. They feel like something is churning deep within, ancient memories coming forth. Many people feel that the lives they've created for themselves meticulously, the educational parameters, their vocations, their friends and support systems no longer make sense, and they're struggling to understand what that's all about. And for others, what they've found is something has awakened from deep within them. And in that awakening, they have taken on a new worldview of themselves and their relationship to one another in this time in history. Well, this is interesting because our own science now has begun to measure and document unprecedented phenomenon, many, many levels that we've never seen in recorded human, and in some cases, even geologic history. Something is happening now, something unique. One of the reasons in the West that it may make little sense to us is because 1,700 years ago, something happened that forever changed the way that we view our relationship to one another and the creative forces of our world. 1,700 years ago, there were tremendous amounts of information taken from our documents, the history of our world, and from that time forward, we have interpreted what it is that we witness in our world, the phenomenon in our natural world and in our interpersonal relationships, through the eyes of our direct experience. We lost the context, we lost the framework within which to place these experiences and these situations. As we are coming to the completion of this time in history, this grand cycle of experience, the close of this decade, the close of this century, the shift of the millennium. All this information now is coming back to us, and it's becoming much clearer why in the West we have witnessed and viewed with mystery so much of the phenomenon that we're seeing, while the rest of the world, their traditions and their belief systems, they not only allow for the kinds of changes we're seeing in our world, they expect it, and they know that it's part of something even greater.